morning, everybody. Welcome to Mosaic House Church Online. We're so glad that we're able to join you wherever you are, in your living room, in your bedroom, and we're so honored to worship our Lord Jesus with you. As you might know, this is the Advent season. We're remembering the coming of Jesus when he first came as a baby, and now we are waiting and with anticipation to his second coming. And as we wait, how are you doing? Do you feel peace, or are you a little unsettled right now? Well, let me tell you, the world is unsettled, isn't it? Do you know how many wars or armed conflicts are occurring at this moment? Well, according to one global tracker, there are at least 27. And there are about 2 billion people being affected. And some of the most war-torn areas are the Tigray region in Ethiopia. Thankfully, there was just a there's some kind of peace deal made last month. Other places include South Sudan, Syria, Yemen, and Afghanistan. And from what I've heard, it's just so terrible what's happening going on. I can't even describe it. All we can do is pray. Pray that God will intervene. Aside from that, have you ever felt there's kind of a conflict or a battle between humanity and the rest of creation? Natural disasters have been unrelenting lately. Let's go to a more personal level. Do you experience any conflict right now at work, with some friends, with some family, which might come back up during the holidays? Now, look at your soul. Look at who you are right deep inside you. Are you feeling unsettled? Is there a war inside you? And finally, how about you and God? Do you feel at peace with him, or is there conflict? Is there distance? Right now, we're doing a series, All I Want for Christmas. And the things we want aren't things that you can put under the Christmas tree. They're things like hope, things like love, things like joy, and something like peace. And that's what our focus on today. All we want for Christmas, that's all I want, is just a little peace. And today we're going to go to that familiar Christmas story in Luke chapter 2, verse 8, the stories of when the shepherds hear the good news of Jesus, and we're going to look at what that peace looks like, means for us today. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8, or also you can click on the resources tab and grab the sermon notes, and the message will be, or the scripture will be there as well. So Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8 to 21, hear the word of the Lord. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this good news. And Lord, we need good news today. This news of joy, of hope, and love, and this news of peace. Lord, be with our world. Be with our communities. Be with our hearts, which are troubled and need your peace. And Lord Jesus, help us understand what this peace means and help us to live a life which rests, basks, and trusts in you, our Prince of Peace. And may you use my small words today, Lord, for your great glory. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. This is what I believe God wants us to know today, and you can write this down in your notes. Jesus not only gives us peace, he is our peace. Hear the words from Jesus himself. In John chapter 14, verse 7, Jesus says this, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." And as we see the entire story of Scripture, we see that Jesus doesn't just give us peace. Peace is not something that we receive, but Jesus himself is our peace, walking beside us, strengthening us, comforting us when our hearts are troubled. And this peace is not just the absence of war and conflict, but the fullness of life. Jesus said, "I want to give you life and life abundantly." And the word peace in Greek, in which the New Testament was written, is eirene, literally means to join or bind together that which has been separated. And that's very similar to the Hebrew word for peace, shalom. That is, not only are there no wars, no conflict, but there is a healthy, flourishing, full relationship between peoples, between us and the rest of creation, and between us and God. And we have this inner strength, this inner peace to endure. And the first people to receive the peace of Jesus were these shepherds. They were first to hear about the good news of Jesus, our Prince of Peace. And in this passage, we learn about Jesus through three titles: Savior, Messiah, and Lord. Let me read verse 2 again, or chapter 2, starting in verse 11. "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And we're just going to go through these three titles, what it means, and see how Jesus gave and was peace for these shepherds, and he is peace for us today. Jesus not only gives us peace, he is our peace. You can write this first point in your notes. Jesus, the Savior, is our peace. And Savior means deliverer and preserver. It's someone who delivers us from trouble and preserves us in the midst of trouble. And this was a title that described God in the Old Testament. Let me just read this, a beautiful passage in Isaiah chapter 43. "But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, and the flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." I love those words. And the imagery used here would be very relevant for shepherds. It was the job of the shepherd to be in a sense, a savior for their sheep, to protect them and guide them through the waters, through fire, through danger. And when they heard that title for Jesus, Savior, the angels were saying to the shepherds, just like you protect and save your sheep, the Savior, this Jesus, will deliver and protect you. When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, He will be with you. His rod and staff will comfort you. Now, during the time of the shepherds, this title Savior was also given to the leader of the time of the Roman Empire, which had invaded Israel. And the shepherds were told over and over again, Rome is your Savior. Caesar is the one who protects you and delivers you. And it's no coincidence that in the very beginning of this chapter, it starts with a Roman census. Rome is always in the background. And you can write this on your notes. Luke, who is the writer of this gospel, is contrasting the saving power of Rome with the saving power of Jesus. Unlike a king, unlike Caesar in his palace, in his fortified castle, who does not and cannot understand the sufferings of his people, Jesus, God Himself, became a human. That's what the incarnation is. He became and took on flesh. And as a man, He suffered like we do. He knows exactly what you are going through. And He's also strong enough to protect you, to comfort you, and give you peace. And through the Holy Spirit, even though Jesus is not here today physically, He is with us through His Holy Spirit. He is Emmanuel, God with us, even right now. So let me ask you, friends, do you need saving today? Here at Mosaic House, we often say this prayer, God, you can write it on your notes, please calm the storm or calm the baby. That is, Lord, either bring peace to the circumstances we're facing, take away the storm, or bring peace to my soul, my inner being in the storm, in the hard times. And sometimes Jesus does deliver us from the storm. He protects us from the dangers. Other times, as a Savior, He preserves us, gives us strength to endure in the midst of the storm. And I could tell you so many stories where Jesus has saved me, my family, here at Mosaic House, and also how He has preserved us. But let me do one thing better. Instead of me telling you that story, go and join a community of believers where you can hear those stories over and over again. At Mosaic House Church, we meet in house churches. And I just met last night with my house church. I heard story after story of Jesus. And that, I mean, word actually means, Jesus means the Lord saves, delivering His people and preserving them. And it gives me so much strength and encouragement to keep going, being reminded that Jesus is saving us today. So I encourage you to find that group of believers where you can hear those stories, be strengthened and reminded that Jesus is our Savior. Jesus not only gives us peace, He is our peace as Savior. The second title is, you can write this in your notes again, Jesus the Messiah is our peace. And Messiah, or in the Greek Christ, the same word, literally means anointed one. It is someone who is chosen and given a special task by God. In the Old Testament, there are two people that come to mind who were anointed, who were, in a sense, little messiahs, a guy named Moses and a guy named David. Now, this guy named Moses was anointed, was chosen to bring his people, Israel, out of slavery of Egypt. He was a deliverer. And David was anointed to be a king, to rule and protect his people. And if you know the Bible a little bit, what's something that's common between these two characters? Well, one of their first jobs was they were both shepherds. And now, in a pretty amazing way, God is now anointing these shepherds in Luke chapter 2 to be the first to tell the good news about Jesus. Now, there was a prophecy in the Old Testament that a new kind of Moses, someone like Moses, from the line of David, from the genealogy of King David, would come for a very special task to bring salvation, to bring peace to all the nations and the earth. Let me just show you those two prophecies briefly. Deuteronomy 18, verse 18, and this is regarding Moses. I will raise up for them a prophet like you, Moses, from among their fellow Israelites, and I'll put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I commanded you. The new Moses. And then Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner. The root of Jesse. Jesse was David's father. So someone from the line of Jesse, the line of David. For the peoples, the nations will rally to him, and his resting place, his place of peace, will be glorious. You can write this on your notes. Jesus, he is the Messiah, and he would be the ultimate and better Moses and David. Instead of delivering his people from an empire like Egypt or Rome, Jesus delivered all of humanity, all of us, from the true forces of evil, what the Bible calls sin and death. Instead of just defeating the empire, taking down Rome, Jesus defeated those forces which cause empires to rise and oppress and hurt people. The Bible says our real war is not against flesh and blood, but against the evil forces. And as a human, Jesus died on the cross to pay for all our sins so that we could be one with God, so we can have peace with God. And also Jesus rose from the dead to break the curse and power of sin and death. That's the good news. And also, instead of being a king of the Jews only, Jesus brought a new kind of kingdom, the kingdom of God, which is for all peoples and all nations, even shepherds. Now in those days, shepherds were not really able to attend the temple. They weren't able to worship God in his house because of their line of work. There were strict purity laws at the time, and it would be hard for shepherds who were hanging out with sheep all the time, maybe taking care of them, and if any of them passed away, they would have to deal with it. Because of their work, it was very hard for them to keep these laws. And when they saw the angel, they were probably expecting the angel to call judgment down on them for not attending worship, not reading the scriptures as they should. But instead, the angel says, do not be afraid. The good news, this good news is especially for you. Because the new Moses, the new King David, was not born in a fancy palace. He was born in a stable. A place where your sheep hang out, a place specifically for you. And the shepherds didn't do anything to deserve this good news. It was a gift. And in the same way, salvation. What Jesus done on the cross is given to us by grace. It's a gift. It can only be received by faith. Romans 5, chapter 1 says this, therefore, we have been justified through faith, through believing, through trusting the good news. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We can now have this peace of Jesus, knowing that God loves us and gave his only Son for our sake. And nothing in this world can take that away. Even death has no power over us, because Jesus defeated death. And even when we face our death, we can have peace, for we know we have peace with God. we will be with him in his glorious resting place for all eternity. Jesus not only gives us peace, he is our peace as Messiah. Finally, the last title, Jesus, the Lord, is our peace. And Lord means supreme authority or master of the universe. Like Savior, this title was used for Caesar. And saying Jesus is Lord was likely a direct attack on Caesar. N.T. Wright and others say, if Jesus is Lord, then Caesar is not. And this word was the word most used to describe the God of the Old Testament. And by using these three words, Savior, Messiah, and Lord, Luke is testifying this man, Jesus, was one with God, was the Savior, Lord, and Messiah of the universe. And as such, Jesus is the sovereign, the supreme ruler of all creation, the whole world. And you write this on your notes, our Lord Jesus is in control. He rules, but he's not a control freak. Our Lord Jesus is ruling the heavens and the earth, and he's not being so anxious and frantic. Oh, come on, you do this. You guys do this. Come on, work together. Oh no, I didn't see that pandemic coming. Oh no, I didn't see that coming. We gotta figure this out. No, Jesus sees the whole world, all the unrest and chaos, and he's just sitting like this saying, don't worry, I got this. I love one of these verses in Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. Praise be the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He disposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the understanding. The empire of Rome did not surprise God when it took over Israel. God, in his wisdom and providence, and something that's hard to comprehend, he allowed it to happen. He allowed them to conquer Israel, and one day, he would bring them down. Empires change just as much as Alberta weather does. And this is why the shepherds could have so much peace in this totalitarian regime. In verse 17, it says, in chapter 2, verse 17, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning all that had been told about this child. Jesus is Lord! Jesus is Lord! They proclaimed Jesus is Lord, even though it could have cost them their lives in the Roman Empire. And whatever happens in politics, we have peace knowing that Jesus is Lord. He is behind all the Caesars and prime ministers of this world. And also, because Jesus is Lord, he is coming back to set all things right. That's what Advent is about. He will come back to bring judgment on all those who have used war and violence for their own power, for their own privilege and pleasure. And he will bring peace to those who desperately call out his name. And at the end of the Bible, we have this vision of what Jesus looks like and what he is going to do as Lord. Revelation 21 verse 4 says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. What peace! And then he says in Revelation 22, 12, look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the A and the Z, the first and the last, and the beginning and the end. Jesus is coming back to join, to bind together what has been separated, to restore all the relationships that have been broken and corrupted by sin. And while we wait for that glorious day, Jesus Our Lord is with us by His Holy Spirit, and He is our peace. Jesus not only gives us peace, He is our peace as Savior, as Messiah and Lord. As Savior, He delivers and preserves us. As Messiah, He makes peace between us and God. And as Lord, He is sovereign over all global affairs. He is our peace. As we wait for Him to come back to bring the fullness of peace. Like I mentioned earlier, Luke in this chapter is comparing the peace of Rome to the peace of Jesus. Jesus gives us peace, but not in the same way the world does. So let me ask you a question that I'm always asking myself. Do you trust Jesus as Savior, Messiah, and Lord? Or are you trusting other things to save you, to protect and govern you? Are you trusting in your own job, finances, the economy, this nation, possessions, or your own strength to give you that peace? This peace is a gift from Jesus, which flows out of an intimate and loving relationship with Him. He is a shepherd who watches over you. He is a Lord who sustains you and loves you. This good news is specifically for you. Jesus not only gives us peace, He is our peace. As you know, conflict and war, even though it may seem so far away for us in North America, it is the norm for much of the church, especially the persecuted church. And I don't want to downplay how terrible and the evil they face. And yet, despite all of that, Jesus is their peace. An organization called Open Doors supports the persecuted church. And they visited a family in Iran. And let me just read what is happening there. And they were there to deliver some Bibles. Today, the delivery is going to a church in a village on the Nineveh Plain. Inside the church, we meet 21-year-old Sidar. At a time in which the rebuilding of the church community after displacement by Islamic extremists is central, Sidar says the Bible is essential. We need to rebuild our lives with a strong base. The Bible is such a base. It's a book. It's the book that takes us to our eternal life and gives us joy. And I would like to tell people to come to Jesus with all your difficulties and struggles. It's good to pray together when we feel weak, and we shouldn't forget about our Bible. Reading the Bible gives inner peace. I can't imagine that. Jesus not only gives them peace, He is their peace. And in the Bible, the book, this is where we meet Jesus, the Prince of Peace. We learn more about Him, and He speaks through us through it. And also, let's not forget to pray together, support each other, especially during hard times. At Mosaic House Church, we meet in house churches. Find a group and community where you can support and pray for each other. That is where we meet Jesus as well. That is where we experience who He is and His peace. Jesus not only gives us peace, He is our peace. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, our hearts break for what's happening in the world today. The evil that is invading many nations, which is causing so much pain and hurt and blood. Lord, bring Your peace. Thank You, Lord, that You are Lord. You are sitting on the throne, and You see and know everything, and You are actively working in Your peaceful way to bring redemption, to bring healing. And we specifically pray for the persecuted church, Lord. Bring Your peace, bring Your healing, bring Your strength. And Lord, give us wisdom how we can help, how we can support them And as we do so, thank you, Lord, that you are meeting us in our own struggles and difficulties. Thank you, Lord, that no struggle is too small for you. So we pray, Lord, that we'd lean into you, we would hold on to you desperately, knowing that you are the one who walks beside us in the waters, in the streams, who guards us through the fire and the valley of the shadow of death. Thank you, Jesus, our Savior, our Messiah and Lord. And it's your name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen to that song of response. Jesus truly is our peace. And as a way to respond to that good news of Jesus, we sing, we praise him. We respond with our bodies. We do a little dance. We pray to him. We love each other. And we give our hearts back to Jesus. As a way to say, Lord, you are the provider and healer and savior. And one way to do that, one way to step out and live that out is giving of our time, treasure, and talents. So I encourage you, give your time to God. Spend time with him. Spend time with his community. Give your treasure to God. Whatever skill you have, use it for his glory out of joy. And also treasure what God has given to us, we give back to him, for he is our savior, our provider. And if you feel called to give any of those three T's to Mosaic House Church, click on the give button and we'd love to connect with you, as well as give maybe in your own area as well. Well, thanks again for coming and joining us. Please stand if you're comfortable and receive this parting blessing. And let me go back to Isaiah chapter 43. May the Lord God, the one who created you, who summoned you by name, who says, you are mine, may he protect you from the waters. May he guard you from the fire. For he is the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Amen.